Mobile.
How you doing, Dave?
Pretty good, Steve. Just finished an hour and a half of tennis and head back to the house. Beat the guy I was playing today, so I had a really good day, or at least a good morning anyway.
Well, I just hope you're not going anywhere near 85 or 14 or anywhere down in Malden, because it's a joke. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. Traffic, well, our good roads department is on the job.
I'll be on Edwards Road most of the time. I think it's Haywood Road, and then it becomes Edwards Road. After I get off of Patewood. So hopefully I'll avoid all that unless we have some kind of crazy detour.
Highway 14 is just a joke today. They got it shut down to one lane at where Pelham Road comes into 14. And they got that shut down to one lane coming from 85, even though 85 is blocked up.
Well, I don't know. It being December and all, I would expect traffic to be bad, and then, you know, if they're blocking lanes, closing lanes and stuff, then it's just going to make it that much worse. Kind of, what do you call that, insult to injury or something?
Call that poor planning. Very poor planning.
See. Or maybe they don't have a choice. But anyway, I'm glad I'm not in charge of it.
I think I could flip a coin and do better. But in the meantime, are you ready for Christmas?
I think I stopped in a dead spot there. More or less, yeah. We drew names this year, and I got one of my youngest daughter's names, so. And everybody sends a link of, a link out to the whole family, so, what they want. So, you can pick and choose from that assortment, and which I kind of like. They still don't know exactly what they're getting, but they know they're getting something that's on that link. But anyway, or that they've picked out, they just don't know what. So anyway, I was gonna talk to you about amplifiers if you had a second.
But I'm traveling from Malden up to the Wireman.
I've looked at amps. I think I'm just gonna get like a 800 watt Ameritron, and it's got the tubes in it. I can't remember, five something tubes in it. It's a couple of hundred dollars more than another model. It's just got better tubes in it, and then the MFJ tuner is a 998, I think. It'll go all the way up to 1500 watts.
You can do a whole lot better on the tuner, brother.
Timmy.
It's LD. Well, you saw that tuner I've got, right? You can't do any better. It's automatic. It tunes automatically. But you do know now that, remember the discussion we had with Bob, Indy 7J? If you do not have the Ameritron 811H 800 watt amplifier in the circuit, then you can use your tuner. If you do have it kicked in to amplify, you're not tuning the antenna, you're tuning the amplifier. So, you know, that's something you got to be aware of there, okay?
Yeah, the tuner is the last thing in line before it goes to the antenna.
Exactly. But now I'm going to tell you something. That LD, I want to say it's LG. It's not LG, it's L... I'll the crap of the one I've got. It's a Pro 1000, LD 1000 Pro 2 is what I think it is. But I'm telling you, that thing is just as slick as a ribbon. You can manually tune, or you can auto-tune, and it will give you your power out and all that good stuff. It's slick. It's real slick. And I'm telling you, MFJ's quality control here in the last couple of years has been right down the crapper. It's not good. I bought two switches from them, and I've got two switches sitting up there at the house that I can't use.
LDG.
Or N4WRO?
Yeah, it's an LDG AT1000 Pro 2 Auto Tuner.
What he said, Dave, and I'm telling you, you can't go wrong with it. Have you got one, Bill?
It's about 8 inches in front of my face. Love it.
You don't even have to reach up and touch it if you got it set up on auto tune.
I'm chasing DX, and I'll manually tune it, you know, to make sure I'm dead on the frequency I'm trying to work. But yeah, I love it. You can go, you know, up to 1,000 watts. And it'll handle 350 on the digital side.
Have you had a single problem out of it?
Zero. Actually, this is my second one. I bought the little 100 watt version when I bought the radio, and then realized, hey, I'm going to upgrade. So, you know, when they were handing out funny money, I went ahead and got one of these.
I hear you. Well, Dave, right there, that's two of them right there. And like I said, MFJ's quality, they've been buying up little companies here and there, and they've been getting stuff made over in China, and their quality is going right down the crapper real fast. Somebody's milking that business for all that's worth.
Well, I'll have to look it up on the inner web, as old, what's his name, says on Gas Monkey. Oh, me. And, I looked at a tuner, an amplifier that had a built-in tuner, but it was like $3,100, and I don't know if I want to spend that much.
That you're looking at, is it an 811H Ameritron?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's an H. It might be an HD. I'm not sure. It seems like there's another letter after that, but I can't remember. I'd have to. I've got it saved on my iPad.
But it's like the same exact one that I've got, bud. And I'm going to tell you something. That thing is strong. And you can drive the power from your radio from 5 watts up to about 75, and oh man, it works good. But it would work a lot better if you had a big old Yagi up there.
And we haven't quit talking about moving. We're just kind of playing around with the thought of moving, but We're not in any hurry.
Time to sell, but it sure ain't the time to buy, Bo. Man, I tell you what. Now, on that amplifier, you know why I went with an 800 watt instead of going all the way up to a big old 1500 full output?
Because of mine, my wallet.
When you look at the numbers from 800 watts up to 1500, you've pretty much peaked all the gain that you can get out of the signal. Because when you go from 800 watts all the way up to 15, you don't pick up one more S number.
I think you've told me that before. I don't want to set the trees on fire or anything.
What amp are you running, Bill, if any? Oh, K4VWA, you still there?
Yeah, I had to turn down for a minute. What's up?
Yeah, are you running any kind of amp at all?
Negative.
I was just telling Dave, did you hear what I was telling him about anything over 800 watts?
Yeah, it's only going to get you a couple dB, and to me it's not worth it. If I was to buy one, and, you know, I'm kind of keeping an eye on that Mercury 3, it'll do a full gallon, it'll do, you know, 1,000, but I have no plans if I ever got one to run over about 500 or 600, to tell you the truth, Steve.
Well, see, that's me. Like I said, I've looked at it. You just really don't gain much of anything over about 800 watts. And after I got on there with that Mosley, the magic is in the antenna. When I got on there with that Mosley, buddy, I was smoking it. I mean, all the way out into Taiwan, Pacific Rim, Australia, New Zealand, all down in there. Ain't nowhere I can't hit. So, you know, 800 watts is really all you need.
Yeah, but, I mean, 800 or less. Well, you know, I had a good friend of mine tell me, look, it's the first 500 that counts.
But I won't repeat it over the radio.
Right. You know, if you got a 100-foot tower and a $10,000 OptiBeam beam sitting on top of it, you know, what the heck? You got the money. If you got the money to do that, you got the money to run a full gallon or more. But what's it going to get you? Same thing we can do. I mean, I worked 127 countries on, 100 watts and a wire.
Exactly. So what is that amp that you're talking about at 1,000 watts?
It's a Mercury 3. It's a kit. It comes about 98% assembled, and you got to make about 7 or 8 solder connections. $24.99.
Ouch! Well, and is it auto-tuning?
Oh, yeah, it's sweet. When you get home, Google Mercury 3. I know two guys that got them, and they just absolutely love them.
I tell you what, for my little 800 watt, I can turn knobs, and I can tune, and I can do all that kind of stuff. And I am slamming it with that 800 watt Ameritron, so I am not going to spend double the money again.
Well, the only thing nice about it is it's auto tune, auto band switching. I mean, basically, you turn it on and go.
Yeah, that is a convenience. But like I said, for $1,400, I can turn a lot of knobs.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But, Ameritron has been up and down lately. I've heard, you know, some horror stories on some of their new equipment coming out. Like you said, you know, MFJ bought up Ameritron. They're all under one corporate company. So a new one, I don't know.
Realize that MFJ had gotten Ameritron. I bought mine. Has that been within the last year or so?
I don't know. I don't know how far back when they bought them out. But, Ameritron is actually part of MFJ now. You know, it's all under that corporate umbrella.
Well, I bought my Ameritron back in 19, back before the COVID and the shortages of stuff. And I tell you what, I haven't had the first problem out of it. So I've been real happy with it. But now that you've told me that that MFJ bunch has got them, well, Dave, if you're listening, you might want to reconsider it, because they probably stripped the quality out of it.
Listen, y'all are just full of excitement and good news. Oh, golly day. Well, excuse me. Well, guess what? I don't have to buy an amplifier. So, I could buy the biggest one they make, probably, but, you know, what the heck. Like I said, I don't want to set the trees on fire. But anyway, I was sitting in the garage, and I'm going to go get some leaves up. And y'all have a good day. 73's KB4CPA.
Okay, Dave. Catch you later.
See you, David.
Later on, Dave. You can't go wrong with that LDG Pro 1000, bud. It's just slick, and I'd get one of those even if I didn't run an amplifier. It's smooth. Who was that? Was that W4NGU that popped in there?
Unfortunately, yes. W4NGU. N0SAP Mobile.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here. K4VWA, y'all. I tell you what. Hey, Phil, I'm going up to the wireman real quick. I'm going to buy a full 500 spool of direct bearing.
Good deal. I'm just right. I just passed there a few minutes ago. I'm riding along here, Chuck. Steve, this is a major dilemma for you.
I gained Cushcraft Mirage and Vectronics. Bet you didn't know that.
Maybe double there. And Phil, I understood part of what you said, and I think that was Bill that doubled with you. I didn't understand any of what you said. Phil, go ahead and try that one more time, and then Bill, jump in there.
Okay, I'm just riding along here chuckling, Steve. This gives you a major dilemma.
Okay, why is that?
You now own MFJ equipment, and the merger took place about 5 years ago. So what in the world are you going to do?
This way. Like I told Dave, here in the last year or so, MFJ, their switches have gone junk. Their tuners, I know somebody that bought one about 5 or 6 months ago, and he's already sent it back trying to get his money back. Let's see. And anyhow, like I said, I bought my amp. You know what? It doesn't say anything about MFJ on it anywhere. I may have to go back and look at that one more time real close, but I think I got mine before they got over to MFJ, because I haven't had the first problem out of it.
I'm sure it's a good amp, Steve. I'm just playing with you. But they wouldn't put their name on it along with Ameritron, I wouldn't think. Go ahead, Bill.
Bye. No, Steve, the under MFJ Enterprises, they control, you know, their own MFJ brand. They also control Ameritron, High Gain, Cushcraft, Mirage, and Vectronics.
That would make sense for the simple reason that I had an old-timer recommend a Cushcraft antenna to me, and I bought a Cushcraft D4. And I never was really happy with that thing. I mean, it worked. Phil, you know about that. It was a rotatable dipole. And, you know, it worked. But, you know, it just never really did. Not like this Mosley I got, put it that way. And I had always been told that the Cushcraft was upper end. get some corporate crowd that goes and buys out a bunch of little companies, strips them out, cheapens them up, and maximizes the profit by making the stuff cheaper, little thinner aluminum here and there, and there you go. It's just not as good, but anyhow. Hey, I've got a Cushcraft D4 for sale.
All right. Hey, I'm going to jump out, guys. Got a couple things to do. Catch y'all later. Ed Ford, WRO.
Phil, have a good day. And, Phil, where are you off to, buddy? Oh, there was another station in there. Let's pass it off to that other station. We're kind of hogging up here.
Zero Sweet Apple Pie from Missouri. How are y'all copying?
Mr. Peterson, you're not in Missouri, are you?
Radio, if I am. No, I'm in Simpsonville right now.
Had me worried there for a second. I thought my radio was just not making it so great. How's he sound, Phil? Did I get a little bit of scratch on him?
Yes, but he's doing just fine. Good afternoon, Bill. Steve, I'm headed to my parents' house to get some clothes for Daddy. He had a stroke 2 days ago, and he's back in Prisma. And he's doing so-so. I'm going to see him this afternoon, so I'm going to pick up some more clothes. You don't exactly pick up that stuff when the ambulance comes.
Exactly. So, any paralysis?
He couldn't move his left arm and leg, but now he can, so... He's coming back. I don't know if he'll be 100%, but we'll see. It's not as bad as it could have been.
Well, thank God for that. That's good. Well, all right. You know, he's in our prayers, bud. Well, when do you think they're going to let him come home?
Yeah, we're not even talking about that yet.
Well, hopefully soon, because there ain't no, like Dorothy says, there ain't no place like home.
Never go to a nursing home, but he's kind of changed his mind in the last 48 hours. We can't handle him at home. We'd have to have 24-hour care. And we might do that. But I don't know. The place he wanted me to inquire about has no openings till February. So the name of that game is go somewhere an hour and a half away until you get a bed close to where you want. So it's not a good situation.
Well, let me ask you this. Could he go to an assisted living?
He's going to have skilled care for a while. He can't get along. Assisted is almost nothing but meals and occasional bath. And, I looked into that. He's going to have to go to skilled for right now.
Okay. Well, you get down there and you take good care of him. That's all you can do, bud.
Yeah, well, it's put off a number of my projects. You know, that's where I'm going to be till 8 o'clock tonight. So my interest in those two things you know about, my radio and my car, have not waned. I just don't have time right now, but I'm going to jump heavy into it one day.
There you go. Well, hey, at least they're not something that has an expiration date or a spoilage date. So it'll be there when you get back. Garbage knowledge. What I'm doing to that spool, I'm moving my shack back into the house. Sue doesn't care for it, but you know what? That's life in the fast lane. She fusses about me being out in the shed, using the radio, because I'm not in there with her. Well, she wants me in there with her. She's going to have to come out to the shed. So, we're just going to move the radio back in the house. So she can fuss about the radio in there. Just shoot me.
So, Mike, one after this, I don't want to leave him out. But, Steve, I knew that was coming from the first day. I told Teresa, I said, that will not last. I've heard too many ham wives complain about their husbands being gone out into the ham shack. That's why mine is in the den.
Well, she's just gonna have to fuss. I mean, you know, hey, I can sit there and use my headset. She won't have to listen to the static. And matter of fact, I'm gonna move it in there to that front bedroom where I've got my roll top bed, but I'm gonna incorporate it in there so I can do my computer, roll top, all that good stuff, all at one shot. So anyhow, that's what I'm up to, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Bill, you gonna jump back in there, buddy? From Missouri? Shoo, show me.
I haven't been married long enough.
Well, I'm a one-time loser, but I was glad to get away from that first one. But I've done good on the second. We've been married going on 16 years now. And I have just turned 66. So I'm assuming you're retired also, right?
I retired 21 years ago. I was fortunate and blessed to be able to retire at the age of 49. And so I'm just here in Simpsonville. I'm being here for the month, visiting my daughter and my granddaughter for the Christmas holiday. And so I've been searching around here. I'm running a Mark IIG. I don't have HF hooked up to it in this automobile, so I'm just using a mag mount, a dual band mag mount. But I found this repeater yesterday. Talked to a real nice guy named Daniel yesterday. He told me it was a very active repeater. So I thought I'd just turn it on and see what was going on while I was driving around. And there y'all are. N0, sweet apple pie, Nixon, Missouri.
What brings you down this way, Bill? Family?
Yeah, just visiting the daughter and the granddaughter for Christmas.
Oh, you didn't move. Okay, well, move on down here. This is one of the best places in the country. Moderate weather, 70 degrees in December, but that's unusual. But we don't have real bad summers or winters, so you might ought to consider it.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
There goes the neighborhood. Now, Bill, don't hold this one against the rest of us, okay? Oh, hey, Rusty!
Hello to the new person, Bill, and to Phil, I'll say hello to him. And I'm not sure what that other noise was. It was in there. And I'm not sure what that was, but I'm sure it'll relate itself out there. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, there's all kinds of folks on this repeater, Bill, and there's a couple more repeaters around the area that do fairly well. There's one up at 147-285 that doesn't get a whole lot of use, but it's a really good repeater that's real clean that reaches out just about as good as this one. And then from Simpsonville, you could probably reach over to Mount Mitchell. That's the Wild Wild West over there. I forget. Hey, Bill, what's the frequency over at Mount Mitchell? I forgot.
145.19. And no tone access, I don't think. Bill, you'd like that one. There's no question you could hit it. It has the biggest coverage in the southeast. I think I would stand uncorrected on that. Now, there's another one here in Greenville, but nobody's ever on it. I call every morning and every evening. 3494, and it does have a tone. You'd have to look it up. It's on Paris Mountain. But it's been around, oh, my goodness, since the 60s, I know. But everybody got old and retired and quit coming on in the, you know, during drive time, so there's never anybody on it. But it's another good, rock-solid one.
The Mitchell machine, it's a negative 600?
Yes, sir.
I'll have to check into that one. I've heard a lot about Mount Mitchell, covering something like 5 states, so it must be pretty high up on the mountaintop.
Well, I'll tell you, I have talked through it from 15, 20 miles north of Columbia, South Carolina, all the way to Corbin, Kentucky, if that tells you anything.
One to explore, that's for sure. So, well, I appreciate you letting me in to test out the radio here. And By the way, the radio name here is SAP, Sierra Alpha Papa, just like the call sign says, N0SAP, the no SAP. And I'm just outside of Branson, Missouri.
There.
I would like to think that that has something to do with it. That and also the Spanish-speaking language on TV.
Wasn't talking to you, but I couldn't get a microphone right then. So anyway, and nice to meet you in the area, Bill, and good to have you visiting with us. And there's a lot, like he said, there's a lot of good repeaters in the area. I don't know if the 14682 machine, which is the other, is the sister machine to this one. I don't know if they're still operating. I haven't heard anybody on that one lately, and I haven't been on it myself. So that's another one in the area that belongs to the Blue Ridge Club. And there's a lot of folks that get on here. A lot of us have been hams for years. Phil and I have got the age. There's another one that gets on here. If you ever hear him around while you're down here, there's an N0TR on here. And he moved this way from Kansas. We're not sure about him. And he might show up. What do you think, Steve? You think he's? We're not sure about Tom there.
Talked to Tom in probably a month or two. I don't know where he's been. I guess it's just timing. I'm not out as much as I used to be, and I haven't heard Tom on there in a long time. Well, I hope he's okay.
A couple of days ago. Go ahead, Phil.
I think he's fine. I heard him a couple of days ago, too. Bill, he's a salt of the earth guy, retired military. I love to hear him talk about planes. He's been around in many military aircraft, and I just love to hear him tell stories.
It was 6.5 years, but I didn't retire from it, that's for sure. But anyway, hey, I appreciate y'all letting me jump in. And by the way, the radio name is SAP, Sierra Alpha Papa. The call sign, November Zero, Sierra Alpha Papa. And look me up on QRZ. I think you might like my station.
I'll do that and see what yours looks like there. And but well, like I said, welcome to the area. W2T, go ahead, Steve.
You can't just throw that out there and leave us hanging. I'm in my truck over to going to get some feed line at a local supplier. So what have you got in your shack?
A repeater. There's a lot of stuff, and what you see on the QRZ page is just the scratching the surface. But I'm glad you said about the wireman over in Spartanburg. I need to make a trip over there as well while I'm in the area here, and pick up some coax while I'm here. So thanks for reminding me about that.
Well, they're not exactly up at Spartanburg. If you go due north on Highway 14 and hit Highway 11 and turn left, he's out there at the base of a place called Glassy Mountain. That's Glassy Mountain. And he's back in there. As long as you got a good GPS, you'll be able to find him. If you need feed line, he's got it.
He's a spool. I always try to keep a lot around the QTH. Guys come over all the time needing some, so I always like to have some coax around. But, we'll just plug it into the GPS here in the automobile, and it should get me there without any trouble. So, all right, guys. Well, listen, it was a pleasure to talk with you. I'm sure we'll jump in again here. I understand that there's a net on this repeater almost every night, so you may hear me jump in later on. So, 73 to the group, N0SAB.
Well, right at the foot of Glassy Mountain, they're up here doing hang gliders today. And that's quite a an interesting sight too. So if you get up this way, come up in the morning when the thermals are running, maybe you'll see some hang gliders up here. So you have a good one. And I'm about to pull into the wire man myself. So Bill, I'm glad you got to talk to me. You sound pretty good today, bud. Rusty, I just don't know. KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
Steve.
Yeah, jump in.
Yeah, when you're up there at the wire man, check with on his price on copper clad steel wire for me, would you? I need 275 feet of it. See what it would be for me and let me know, would you?
Is that bare wire, or is that insulated, or is that feed line, or what?
It's going to be the replacement wire for my antenna, so I would. I think he has both the coated and the bare. So give me a price on both if you would. I would much appreciate it since you're going to be there.
What gauge?
Well, it's going to be for an antenna. I think what he usually recommends for that is 16 or 18, probably 16.
Roger, I'll tell you what, hang by your radio. I'll be in there in just a few minutes. And you need how much?
275.
Roger, I'll give you a holler back on the radio here shortly. KN4, VWA, I'm clear. Bye, Phil.
See you, Steve, W4, never give up.
All right, well, I'm getting ready to pull into the restaurant where I'm going to grab some lunch after I drove back from a little part of the state. I'll catch you later, Steve. W2T clear.
KN4BWA clear.